Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. It is a faith-filled, freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. This is the broadcast for December the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Mack will not be with us today. He'll be out taking care of some school stuff. But I think he's retiring from school and going to be focusing on freedom full time coming up next year, 2021. So that's great news as well. Quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Eric Moutsos tomorrow, Saturday, will be showing his movie. Yeah, it'll be a great movie. It'll be at Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah. There'll be two showings. They're free. And the first showing will be at 6 p.m. Saturday night. That's the 5th, tomorrow night. Second showing will be at 7:30. And the movie's called Non-Essential. Nonessentialfilm.com to learn more about that. But anyway, it'll be great stuff. Be there. A lot of great commentary. Q&A after the movie as well. All right, we had Brian Russ, RussQuinn@Gift.com, with us first hour yesterday. We talked about a prolific author and free market economist, Walter Williams, passed away Tuesday at the age of 84. That's a big loss for us, a great gain for heaven. The guy was a wonderful, in my opinion, free market economist, doing a marvelous job, by the way. And we also talked about the Honest Money Report. Gold's at $1,834, at least it was yesterday. Silver, $24.20. We really drilled into money, though, and talked about honest money and the importance thereof. We talked about, despite the pandemic, rent in Salt Lake City continues to rise. That's true all over the country, by the way. Honest money, ladies and gentlemen, is the great truth teller. Gold is real money, timeless insurance. It's nature's currency, ladies and gentlemen. Norm Franz, gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants. And debt is the money of slaves. I guess we're closer to slaves than anything else these days. Sad to say, but true. That's hour one of yesterday's broadcast, still available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Hour two. We had our guest on, Becky Akers. She's an author of Hailstorm, a book about Nathan Hale and abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story. Buy the new novels before they're banned today. Make great Christmas gifts and more. And Becky Akers, really, I mean, she's a Christian, and she doesn't really believe government's the answer. Okay, she believes that there's a way to do things via private contract, and governments always go off the rails. It's very hard to argue against her points, I might add. Anthony Fauci, the whacked out doctor, says, hey, the U.S. could turn back to normal in either summer or early fall of 2021, but that's if everybody takes the CocoVax. You about to take it, folks, or are you going to be the problem that we stay closed, huh? Michael Flynn endorses martial law and a national revote for president. Martial law and a national revote for president. There you have that. Stop the Fraud press conference. Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell call for revolution at the Georgia press conference. They're all calling for a peaceful revolution, I might add. Sidney Powell, Lynn Woods, Larry Klayman also calling for a peaceful revolution. I don't know that there's ever been peaceful revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And I understand their points, and I don't really disagree, but I call it a great restoration rather than a revolution. By the way, America's second civil war has already begun, writes George Mullen in townhall.com. And he basically says, look, what we must do is we must reteach our children and ourselves to think again and exercise our freedom of speech and respect and protect freedom of speech, even for those who say the most offensive garbage we've ever heard. The key is in liberty. And you can't have your free speech protected if you're not willing to protect the free speech of others. Anyway, great 2 hours yesterday. Still available at lovingliberty.net. Without further ado, let's kick it off this morning. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Let's start out with the ignorant, New York Times or one of those, headline. And then let's just spend the rest of the hour refuting that headline, okay, Kurt? Because they're just so dishonest. Here's what the headline says. Wisconsin Supreme Court rejects Trump campaign lawsuit over absentee ballots. Now, that's not a dishonest headline, Kurt. That is a fact. Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected Trump's lawsuit over absentee ballots. Okay, that's a fact. But the reason that I say it's a dishonest report, Kurt, is because it's one C, one headline, if you will, in a sea of contrary headlines. So it isn't that it's a lie. It's the truth. But when you only tell that little sliver headline, but you don't tell the rest of the headlines, you're not really being honest with the people. Because when you see that headline, you go, Wisconsin Supreme Court rejects Trump campaign lawsuit over these absentee ballots. And you think, okay, well, hey, Trump, you know, is just losing at every turn. That isn't really the truth. Let's take the next Wisconsin headline, Kurt, from your stories to kind of highlight what I mean. Wisconsin USPS subcontractor alleges backdating tens of thousands of mail-in ballots. Wow. Isabel, how do you say your name? Van Brugen? I like it.
Yep. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right, so
that's right.
I get that the Supreme Court did that. It's true, but when you look at the allegations,
the Supreme Court of Wisconsin.
That's right. Uh-huh.
That's the key thing to remember here. So sometimes they'll take off the Supreme Court or the Wisconsin part and make you think, well, it already went to the Supreme Court. It didn't go to the. It did of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so it did not go to the United States Supreme Court yet, and we pray that it does, and we pray they're honorable. But the point that I'm getting at is, so they're saying, hey, you know what? Trump lost in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I'm saying, wait a minute. None of that matters, Kurt. It's like certifying votes. It doesn't matter if we discover and can prove fraud. Wisconsin USPS subcontractor, they say, alleges. But what you've got is an eyewitness, Kurt, with an affidavit going on. It's not just like an alleged. It's an affidavit sworn out. But that's one story in Wisconsin. So out of the two, you know, the liberal rags report the one but not the other. That's my problem with it. See, we report both of them, folks. We just want you to know what really is happening, right? Here's the next headline. This is very, very interesting. Six reasons that I'm not giving up on President Donald J. Trump. Joseph Farah. Now, he's the leader of WorldNet Daily, et cetera, and he's had some health issues, so he's been kind of quiet lately. But even he's speaking out boldly and highlighting the six reasons in a very detailed venue, Kurt.
Well, that's correct, Sam. And, you know, we've watched him for years and know that, you know, at least in our opinion, this very good gentleman.
Who's, yeah, let's be clear. Not only have we watched him for years, Kurt, he's been on the radio with us several times. Mm-hmm. I've consulted with him on a few projects and talked about a bunch of things behind the scenes. So I consider Joseph Farah a friend. A good friend, and we use WorldNet Daily Stories. I would say that and Western Journal probably meant more than any other stories because they're honest in their reporting, Kurt.
Good point.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying we don't use Breitbart and other sources as well. We do. But I'm telling you, if I were to pick one or two sources that we rely on the most, it would probably be WorldNet Daily and Breitbart, right?
I think that, and lately I do a lot more with the Epoch Times as well. But, you know,
we've used Russia Today quite a bit, too. Again, some of those are, you know, you got to be concerned about the source a little bit. But when they're right, Kurt.
Yeah. OAN News, One American News, you know.
Yeah, they do great
stuff. Just some new stuff that, as you always taught us, The new media has taken center stage.
No doubt about it.
You know, the old guys are just going.
But anyway, WorldNet Daily is one of the top. No doubt about it. Has been for a long time and continues to be, I might add. Joseph Farah, though, articulates his six reasons. Where was he articulating this, Kurt?
Well, of course, it'd be on WorldNet Daily, you know. I mean, but it's an article there. He says, number one, Trump won a landslide of votes legally cast by the end of Election Day. Number two, he told Bartiromo.
This is something that we were on the air live, Kurt. You were with me when that was true. So this isn't just, you know, Joseph's view and we're taking it blindly. We were literally live on the air covering the election. And we even explained and discussed before our listeners that we were shocked about that, too. That Trump was up. Why everything stopped. What's going on? So that isn't just Joseph Farah thinking that. We all saw that live unfold real time, and we're questioning it on the live broadcast even then on Election Day, Kurt. So we can back up his first point big time.
Great point, Sam. He says, number two, he told Bartiromo there was tremendous cheating here. If Republicans allow it to happen, you'll never have another Republican elected in the history of this country.
I agree with the big cheating point. I don't agree that you'll never have another Republican, though, Kurt. I don't agree with
those
alarmist.
There's been plenty of those guys that have cheated, in my opinion.
That's right. So I don't think that means you'll never have another Republican. I agree with the cheating point, and it's bad and needs to be stopped. I don't agree with this idea that stick a fork in it, you'll never have a Republican. My whole life they've been telling you, this election is the most critical election of all. If we lose, it's over. It's curtains.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, founder of WorldNet Daily, our good friend Joseph Farah, articulating six reasons, he says, quote, I'm not giving up on President Donald Trump, Joseph Farah. Now, he's being interviewed by, what's her name, Maria?
Well, this is Bartiromo.
Maria?
And this is,
Bartiromo?
Yeah, it's a Fox lady, you know, and she...
Yeah, that's what I was getting
at. Well, he's talking about...
This is an article
the interview with the president.
It's relating to the interview that he watched. So Joseph Farah's writing an article where Maria interviews President Trump, and he says, I'm gaining my six reasons why I'm supporting President Trump after watching this interview. with Maria and President Trump. And so now I'm articulating my six reasons after watching that interview. In other words, hearing from the president directly, Kurt, which is one of the things that you mentioned we need to do rather than just hearing what everybody else says about it. Right. Let's hear directly from the president and get his side, or directly from the whatever the case may be. Right. Go to directly to the source is what you always say. And you're right. So he says, after watching directly from the source, here's what I've come up with, says Joseph Farah. Reason one is what, Kurt? Quickly.
So you got reason one. Trump won a landslide of votes legally cast by the end of Election Day.
And we witnessed that live.
That's right. Number two, he told Bartiromo. There was tremendous cheating here.
And so I was saying right at the end of the last segment, you know, I agree with the tremendous cheating. It's big time a problem. No doubt about it. And it's everywhere. And if you say there's no evidence, like, you know, Tucker, and you're whacked out, you've got hundreds of affidavits, Kurt. We're starting to see them rolling ourselves independent of Sidney Powell now.
And we've literally seen cheating in our own personal elections in our lifetimes.
Oh, great. So it's not like it's, other than that, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Number three, it says there are paths to absolutely secure free and fair elections in America.
Now, see, that's a critical point in my opinion, Kurt, because embedded in that is the solution, sir.
Well, right, Sam, it's exactly right. And that's why this is so critical to pursue. It says, including, just to cite one example, blockchain technology. But in response to the current fraud-ridden election, here's what Trump says is happening. We're not allowed to put in our proof. They say you don't have standing. I would like to file one nice, big, beautiful lawsuit talking about this and many other things with tremendous proof. We have affidavits. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits. Well, the problem is it's hard to get into the Supreme Court. I've got the best Supreme Court advocates, lawyers that want to argue the case if it gets there, but they said it's very hard to get a case up there. Can you imagine Donald Trump, President of the United States, files a case and I probably can't get a case, even with and we have tremendous proof. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, sworn affidavits, and it's very hard to get a case to the Supreme Court. That's what everybody's fighting for. So,
and I couldn't agree more, Kurt. I mean, I agree with exactly what the president...
If the president can't get to the Supreme Court, who can?
Right. You know? And that's right? Exactly what I'm saying is that I pray the president can get there. I just don't have a whole lot of confidence. The system is so corrupt. They've been abusing and, attacking President Trump for literally 4 years plus straight, Kurt, without a single breath in the middle. I mean, they just go from one dishonest scandal to the next, to the next, to the next, and it's never stopped. And so I'm defending the president, and I pray he gets there.
You know, one amazing thing to think about, though, is with all that onslaught, he's still there.
Yes, and he's got a lot done along the way.
Yeah.
I agree with every bit of that. And that's why I pray that we have honesty. I'm not even picking sides. Yeah. I pray that we have the truth.
Well, we don't care if it implicates Republicans or Democrats or Green Party or Blue Party or whatever.
I agree.
We just want honesty wherever. I mean, I don't care if it's about Brock's birth certificate, about 9/11, whatever else it is. We're talking about honesty everywhere.
Amen. All right, so reason what were we on?
Number four says the president said the Department of Justice and the FBI were missing in action on claims of massive fraud in the 2020 election. Can't tell you where they are. I ask, are they looking at it? Everyone says, yes, they're looking at it. Look, where are they with Comey, McCabe, and all these other people? I said, I'll stay out of it. I wish I didn't make that statement. There's no reason, really, why I have to, but where are they with Comey, with McCabe, with Brennan, with all these people? They lied to Congress. They lied. They leaked. Sure,
Sam. I'll tell you where they are. They're involved in criminal activity. They're entrapping patriots like Steve Stockman, Ammon Bundy, other people that have done nothing wrong and are not guilty of anything. And they're working on, you know, having witnesses testify against them who are perjuring themselves in court. If you don't believe me, ask the court in Nevada with Ammon Bundy to prove the point. Okay, they're literally setting up people to go to prison. They have agent provocateurs everywhere. Okay, they're not engaged in the fight you're told they're engaged in at all, President. Okay, they're off trying to put good guys in prison, like you, all the way down to guys like me and Ammon Bundy. Okay, that's where the FBI and the Justice Department are, and that's what they're doing. Let me give you an example to prove the point. They spent 4 years looking into your Russia scandal. All the while, you and I all know that Hillary Clinton was the one involved in bed with the Russians with the uranium deal, but nobody's talking about that. See, the FBI's not even at the same table, President. Okay, they're not even there. They don't have the agenda to defend America. The Justice Department is all about committing injustices. Okay, what needs to happen is everybody at the Justice Department flat out needs to be fired. Okay, but until you drain the swamp, you can't just go, well, we've got all the Clintonites over there in the Justice Department, and golly, they're not doing a good job. Well, are you surprised? Okay, so I don't mean to be offensive, but you're going to have to get like a David A. Clark Jr. or a Richard Mack or, you know, somebody like that, a Joe Arpaio, you know, somebody who's honest and will take it to the cleaners at the Justice Department to really get to the bottom of it. Right now, you got a bunch of, in my opinion, swamp stooges. They're not digging into this, and I'll prove it to you. They just had this whacked out William, you know, deep state Barr. He already said there's no vote fraud. I don't see any at all. So if he doesn't see any, did he, you know, spend time with all the witnesses who are swearing out affidavits, proving the point? Where was old William Barr when that's going on? Okay. Gone. Just not even paying attention. He's too busy telling you that it's not happening to even consider the affidavits, right? Okay, I don't mean to be offensive, but that's what's going on here. Let me give you the headline proof. Even in USA Today, Kurt, the headline says this. Fervent for Trump. Not giving up the fight. Articles by Dennis Wagner. And then all these other people that, you know, they have to have 60,000 people on their stories or whatever. But her name is Alexandra Seeley. She's 27 years old, Kurt. She's a dental hygienist for a living. She had never been in court in her entire life, except the deal with the traffic ticket, of course, right? Traffic ticket. Now, since the president election, her name is near the top of a lawsuit, Kurt, about election fraud. All right? She has a handwritten affidavit, and she had a subsequent interview with USA Today. And Seeley described what she saw when she monitored votes in Detroit. She said she's convinced not just that there was vote fraud there, but that an entire election was stolen. All right? This is USA Today, now interviewing a witness. All right? She said, hey, you know what? She monitored the count at table 23. So this is very detailed affidavit from this 27-year-old lady. She said, hey, man, a bunch of ballots were brought out in nylon roller bags. Yeah. She said she challenged a bunch of votes, and she raised her hand. And what happened is they just smile and say, you know, no big deal. They refused to register her objections on the log. She said, you got to write this in the log. They go, don't worry about it. We got it on the computer. So there you have it. Okay. This is USA Today now testifying that they have interviewed a witness that has an affidavit that says there's vote fraud in Detroit, Michigan. This isn't Sidney Powell. This isn't, okay, this is another example complete, but they don't care. Okay, you've got backdating flawed ballots. You've got, you know, fixing ballots for certain candidates and not others, and blocking, ignoring, intimidating. You got witnesses all over the country now. Tucker Carlson says there's no evidence, but you got now USA Today interviewing witnesses who have affidavits making their point, Kurt. We had that one witness on the radio that we played the audio from, but they still maintain nothing here. Move along. It's insane.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Wednesday night, President Trump's claim of voter fraud showed a chart with a disproportionate amount of Georgia ballots counted in the middle of the night. Thursday night, new security video footage from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors closing down the count for the night. When everyone left, four poll workers pulled out numerous suitcases and began inputting ballots without supervisors or observers present. The Georgia governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. A Nevada judge wanted more time to go through evidence presented to him by the Trump legal team. The campaign had conducted data analysis showing tens of thousands of voters had cast multiple ballots, or lived out of state, or were deceased by the time of the election. Judge James Russell told attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which would be the electoral voters, a proposed order should be issued by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. A wildfire has popped up in Orange County, California. That's about 50 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. The Sheriff's Department reported an estimated 25,000 residents were evacuated from the area by Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Houston police are reporting more than two dozen people were rescued Thursday night from a Houston house where they were being held in a human smuggling operation. Officers say a man running in the streets yelling that he had been kidnapped and that others were being held against their will gave officers the green light to make forced entry. Once inside, they found 29 men and one female. Police concluded three suspects were in custody. As unemployed Americans suffer, politicians are still getting their paycheck. Let's get a stimulus funding update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address a pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're talking about the six reasons Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily supports President Trump still. And I agree with all six reasons. What? Number four was basically tons of vote fraud everywhere, and we've articulated it, right? What was four again?
That's, says the president said the Department of Justice and the FBI were missing in action. He says, can't tell you where they're at. I ask, are they looking at it? Everyone says, yes, they're looking at it. He says, where are they with Comey, McCabe, and all these other people? They're the guys that tried to get the president back in 2016, you know. And, you know, bottom line is, he feels like they're not really doing much, you know. He says, I know FBI, and FBI is great at the levels that we talked about, but it's inconceivable. You would think if you're in the FBI or Department of Justice, this is the biggest thing you could be looking at. Where are they? I've not seen anything. I mean, they just keep moving along, and they go on to the next president, it says. You know, in other words, it's the swamp kind of thing. Number five says, Trump may be the only president able to do this because of his enormous energy and love for the country. I'm going to use 125% of my energy to do it. This is a quote from the president in that interview. You need a judge that's willing to hear a case. You need a Supreme Court that's willing to make a real big decision based on everything. He added, it's not like you're going to change my mind. In other words, my mind will not change in 6 months. There was tremendous cheating here. Boxes were brought in. The mail-in vote is a disaster. And, you know, he's right. Number six says, there's one more reason. It may be our only chance to preserve the nation from a massive mistake, changing horses in midstream after an amazing first term, a mistake that could be irrevocable.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Amen
stuff.
To that. It's great stuff. He's spot on right. Now, I want to highlight this Alexandra Seeley story a little bit more to illustrate the point. Alexandra Seeley, she's 27 years old, in a handwritten affidavit, and during a subsequent interview with USA Today staff, Seeley described what she saw as she monitored elections and vote counting in Detroit, Michigan. Seeley said she's convinced not only that there was fraud there, but an entire election was stolen. Then the article from the USA Today goes on and says, despite conclusions to the contrary by judges, intelligence officials, President Donald Trump's attorney general, and independent observers, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, you know what? You don't know what you saw, Miss Seeley. Even though you're willing to swear in an affidavit to this, you don't know what you saw. See, why is the press doing that? Why can't the press just honestly say, hey, this 27-year-old lady sees election fraud and has an affidavit in court about it? Why are we already trying to take down the witness and witness tamper and say, you didn't really see what you think you saw, ma'am? Why are they doing that, Kurt? And the answer is because they're flat out dishonest.
Remember that old story about the emperor wearing new clothes?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just basically the same thing. Everybody's looking there going, gosh, you know, it looks bucket naked to me. But then everybody's, the advisors are saying, and the press around him, I suppose, is saying, oh, man, you got really nice, fancy, you know, threads on, you know.
Yeah, but, good point. Now, it also says in this article, as a Republican challenger, Seeley, and then they go on. But my response is, being a Republican challenger has nothing to do with this. Either she saw vote fraud, she saw them breaking the rules, or she didn't. But when you say as a Republican challenger, contrary to what everybody says, see, you write this article, you wordsmith this article to discredit the witness, and you don't even really investigate the truth. Because there's dozens, hundreds, thousands of people making the same claims, Kurt, around the country. Do you think they're all just in cahoots? You think this Alexandra Seeley is just like from Detroit? And she's just like, hey, I'm a dental assistant. I'm just going to politically wade into this matter. I'm going to politically, you know, under penalty of perjury, submit a signed affidavit to testifying to what I saw. I'm going to do that. I'm just clueless. See, I don't believe this, Kurt. This is where the press needs to be sued over this. Because they're saying that, well, that she doesn't know. But this lady swore an affidavit out to this cause. This has nothing to do with Sidney Powell either. I bring that up just to say that this is all over the country. And they're denying it. But don't worry, articles of impeachment have been filed, Kurt.
Well, yeah. in this case, the headline from WorldNet Daily, articles of impeachment filed against Ohio governor for abuse of power during coronavirus pandemic. You'd sure think, Sam, that articles of impeachment could be getting filed everywhere, you know, and actually maybe getting acted upon. But
there's one prerequisite.
When have you heard any governor? Somebody has to do something.
That is correct. So in your state, for example, Kurt, are you filing good articles point. Of impeachment against our governor, Gary Herbert?
Well, I think I should, right?
Yes, you should, sir.
I mean, I probably need a little book that says filing articles of impeachment for dummies. You know what I mean? I need one of those.
Well, I don't know where so you're going to get one. Are you going to write one? It needs to be written because, you know, people don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's probably.
See, what I'm trying to get at, I'm not trying to attack Kurt, but I'm trying to make a point that a lot of us mean well and want to do things, but they don't know what to do, Kurt. They don't even know how.
That's right.
They don't know the first thing about how to go about it. And I'm not attacking you. I don't know either, Kurt.
Well, and it's probably kind of like this dental assistant you're talking about.
For sure.
You know, she's thinking, well, gosh, I thought I voted for guys to be there. I thought I paid taxes to have people taking care of this whole thing.
I go there, and it's a big old scandal, and now they're attacking me as if I'm the one on trial.
Exactly.
It's crazy town. But, yeah, and I'm not downing you, Kurt, about the articles of impeachment. I'm just saying this is an example where, hey, why aren't they filed everywhere? I agree, because people, one, just, you know, they're busy and don't have the time. That number two, they don't even know where to begin. Yeah. Where you begin is you get somebody who's an attorney or somebody who knows about impeachment who can guide you through the process, Kurt.
Yeah. Call Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, you could do that. They're just so busy. How are they going to help you?
I agree.
I'm not saying your cause isn't important. I'm just saying, hey, they got more than they can cope with. I'm telling you right now.
Well, and just think, well, we heard Sidney Powell say, look, if the Supreme Court isn't going to take this up, you know.
We got to start impeaching justices.
That's what she said.
And she's absolutely right, Kurt. And so is this person who filed these articles of impeachment against the Ohio governor. Who did that? That's who you got to get a hold of.
Yeah, that's right. And yet, you know, this is pretty much, as far as I can tell, be happening in every state.
Well, it should be. You know, but who filed it?
Like we talked about, I just brought the story up because I thought, hey, you know, it brings up this whole idea of impeachment. Let me grab.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is if we can find out who did it, then maybe what we can do is talk to them and say, hey, how do we refine this? And then how do we put up a website to help us duplicate this to all the other states? And wherever you feel like your governor has been violating. So let me tell you why I would file of articles of impeachment against our governor. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Because he declared a state of emergency, which I think he has the right to do on a short-term basis. But then the legislative body supported that several times, and then they finally revoked that, and he still manipulated it and did it again. Against the legislative body, Kurt. Where does he get authority? Okay, so this is why I would do it. Now, I'll tell you, number one, I would find out who did it in Ohio.
Yeah, it's Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
The reps, I've got them in front of me
sir.
When you're ready. The reps are John Becker. He's a Republican, joined by Representatives Candace Keller, Republican Nino Vitale, Republican Paul Zeltwanger, Republican. They filed articles of impeachment against Governor DeWine. That's according to a report by Cleveland 19 News. But like you say, what we need is like a blank thing that says, hey, fill in the blank here for your governor.
Yeah,
your
exactly
whatever,
right. You know, but you can call these people, Kurt. They've even got offices and support staff. Call them all up, work on it, figure it out. But
good point.
Number one, you could do that. The other thing you could do is you could get a hold of our constitutional scholar, Dr. Scott Bradley, who joins us every Monday on the program. And if you were to work with those officials in Ohio and then work with Scott Bradley, I guarantee you guys could get it done.
Good point, yeah.
Our governor's out of control.
Impeaching going all over the place, right?
Yeah, man. Anyway, that's what we need to do. And I'm not downing you. I get it that it's, you know, that who's got the time, who's got the money, but that's part of the problem that we're facing. You know, all these other bureaucrats are paid to work on the abuse of the system. Most of us, at least the swamp monsters, right? Most of us have to struggle to do this on top of everything else we're trying to do. All right. For example, Anthony Fauci. Why isn't that guy fired for crying out loud? But he's still speaking out and abusing the citizenry. We'll tell you about it in seconds.
I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left and I was so mad I got out and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money and then I dropped it in the water and I was late for history and so at lunchtime I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which of course our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout. And then he read my history paper while I was in the pool. And of course, I forgot the bibliography. So I had to do that with my mother when I got home. And it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning. And I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew. But my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team. And, you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, whacked out Fauci's in the news. Kurt, this is somebody that we need to not only impeach, we just need to have President Donald Trump fire this joker.
Well, that's right, Sam. I was thinking you were going to talk about how Biden says he's going to keep Fauci right now, but you're talking about the older story that I had. Sorry about that. Yeah, the headline, WorldNet Daily says...
Did you send me a story saying Fauci. That, you know, Biden's going to keep Fauci?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I just thought,
I don't
you
know
how you have some
me,
you have some newer ones, you know, like the USA Today ones you have or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but so Fauci's whacked out.
You were leading into that one. I agree.
And he finally admits.
Yeah, that children are rarely spreaders of the COVID-19. And the WorldNet Daily staff says it's not like one would have expected, you know.
But don't you think that if we, you know, we should have admitted that a long time ago, Kurt, before we destroyed half of the school year before, and now we're starting to destroy half of another one, and we're trying to act
kind of,
you know,
grateful that schools are shut down. But the, you know, key reason we are is we want more homeschooling and private school and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a whole different discussion.
You know, that is, you're exactly right. But, you know, the key thing here
is Fauci just coming to the table. We've been telling you that this is not a problem for children for months, Kurt. Is a good doctor
just not
listening often enough?
Now. Good point. But you're seeing some reports now where it's like, it's okay to even have the little kiddos living with grandparents. I mean, we thought they were little vectors of disease, but, you know, not
no,
so.
No, we didn't, right, Kurt.
Well, that's what we were told.
That's right. That's what
we
I'm getting at.
Lying.
We never thought that. They were lies, and we said they were lies from the start. I've said from the very start of this thing, ladies and gentlemen, literally all the way back in March, hey, this thing's bad. People can die. We got to be careful. We got to protect the elderly. We got to protect those who are the, you know, most at risk. That doesn't mean we got to force them, but it means we've got to, you know, educate them and we've got to help them decide how they want to go about their protection. Some elderly people go, I've lived a great long life and I just want to live my life. And if I die from the corona, so what? Others say, no, I really need protection. We need to respect their wishes, right? Okay, but at the same time, we need to have a lot of sunlight. We need to have a lot of sleep. We need to have outdoor fresh air. We need to have vitamin D, vitamin C. We need to have zinc. There are many natural and very inexpensive drugs that can take care of this. And it's nothing to mess with or joke about, but it's not as bad as they claim. And you know what? We don't need to melt everybody down and lock everybody down. We've never in history locked down the healthy before, and it needs to stop now. And I've told you masks are completely bogus. Okay, I've said every bit of this from the very, very, very beginning. And now 9 months, 10 months later, the top supposed doctor in the United States goes, hey, children rarely spread the coco. Well, no, sir. We've been telling you that for a long time, buddy. Okay, this is where you guys have just been lying and manipulating the public and stealing people's freedoms, and it's got to stop.
Other than that, it's not so bad.
But when
right?
you preach how horrible it is for 10 months, then you go, oh, I guess children aren't vectors of disease like we thought. Most folks don't even get that back-end news like that.
Well, they never. Yeah, that's right. It's way on the back page, you know.
All right. In fact, it's so bad with the vaccines they're trying to peddle now that they say this. Listen carefully. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, all three former presidents, have said they are willing to get a coronavirus vaccine to prove that the treatment is safe and effective. Okay?
Yeah.
Now listen. That's right. They may even film themselves getting injected, Kurt.
Well, and of course you know it'd be the exact same stuff they get. As you would get. I mean, there'd be no question about something like that.
Now, here's the problem. Just because George Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton are stupid enough to take the untested experimental jab, that doesn't prove that it's safe and effective. Okay, this is where the mainstream press, again, is just dishonest. So they say, then, the announcement comes as large swaths of the American public have expressed concerns about taking a potential coronavirus vaccine. Then they go on and say, despite the fact that they've tested it, it's safe and effective, and they go on and on and on and on defending the vaccine. But my problem with it, Kurt, is you don't know if it's safe or effective. You've had limited tests that have circumvented all the FDA and all the normal procedures and approvals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can say that it's safe and effective, even though we've circumvented all that, then my response is, why don't we just get rid of the FDA and circumvent it all together all the time? Everything will be safe and effective.
Yep.
Okay, they're lying to you. And when they make you believe that just because three prominent people are willing to take the virus vaccine, that doesn't mean that it's safe and effective just because they're willing. How does Bill Clinton know more about a safe and effective vaccine than you, Kurt? Is he a doctor? Is he an educated physician?
Well, you know, it's Bill, Sam.
Is he a viral, what do they call those things, virologist or virologist or whatever?
Hey, well, he's passed a lot of virus around, I think.
Don't even go there, Kurt.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. But so when Fauci admits that children rarely spread the cocoa, and now we find out that these three presidents are willing to take the vaccine, the fact that Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama are willing to take the virus vaccine, that makes me even more skeptical about taking it, Kurt. If those idiots are going to take it, I'm telling you right now, I'm not.
Oh, right? Surprise.
Think about it. We want to prove it's safe and effective by taking it. How does you taking it prove it's safe and effective? That's like a president going, I'm going to walk out in front of a car and prove you can't get hit by cars.
That's a swamp monster, Sam.
Okay.
You
know, and then here's what's interesting to me.
Trust them.
They say they're willing to film themselves getting the jab, Kurt.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
Now you feel better.
Filming.
And of course,
you can never mess up film. I mean, there's no anybody.
Well, how would you know if they really took the jab, Kurt? Or how do you know there wasn't a placebo in theirs? How do you know?
Oh.
Okay, this is totally 100% bogus. But this is how desperate they are
to sell the...
to peddle the pill.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, it is insanity.
Other than that, it's not so bad, huh, Sam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you're right about that. A listener emailed us, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a listener.
And they told us about it. They told us about a different talk show host who brought up some really critical points about the vaccinations.
Yes.
And I'm looking for it right now. I thought it would be really interesting to cover this if I can find it here. There's just so many
emails.
This is
where I'm supposed to talk, right? Ladies and gentlemen, while Sam's looking for stuff there and this email, the Portian, we want to tell you thank you for listening.
Yes, we do. Program. Thank you so much, and put your money where your mouth is. LovingLiberty.net.
Right.
Donate liberally, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
All right, so I don't want to say the listener's name because I don't know that they want to be mentioned, but they did reach out to talk show hosts, many of us, and ask us to bring this up on the air. So I want the listener to know that I'm giving them credit.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to say their name because I just don't know if they want me to. I'm trying to be respectful and give proper attribution, if you will, right?
Right.
Now, there's a talk show host. I guess he's a newer host on Republic Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm. Friends of ours, great people, do a great job. A lot of good information on RBN, John Stattmiller and crew. And his name is Don Campbell, Kurt. Now, Don has been a...
he's not the Campbell soup guy, is he?
I don't know. I don't know, Don.
Probably not.
But anyway, Don has been a talk show host for
I'll bet he's eaten Campbell's soup before.
Probably not.
No.
He probably can't afford it like Kurt can. It's expensive.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Wow.
Don Campbell, they say, host of his relatively new show on RBM. It's called The Perfect Storm, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time every evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he just raised a very important question that relates to the beginning of COVID vaccinations. It's going to start in the UK, don't you know? In the English-speaking world, that is, right?
Of course.
Don speculates that in order to create false confidence in this revolutionary, virtually untested, DNA-altering injection, right?
Yeah.
That a significant number, maybe all in the first wave of injections, may be placebos. In other words, plain saline solution or something like that. Mm-hmm. Don points out that because the recovery rate is so high anyway without treatment, Kurt,
right,
the public will readily assume that the high recovery rate is due to the COCO vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
What should be done about this, says the listener? If I had an audience with an ear, as many brave talk show hosts do, I would seek suggestions live on the radio about how to detect such a placebo. Especially valuable might be medical professionals who might be in a position to materially help with this. For example, doctors and nurses who are giving the injections might be able to sneak some out and go test it at a third-party independent lab. Anyway, you who have incredibly powerful microphones, well, I don't know how powerful ours is, Kurt. When the mainstream press wants to criticize us, they tell you that we're the tip of the spear. When they want to tell you, you know, about how important we are, they say, oh, those guys with like one listener. And so we're somewhere between the tip of the spear and one listener, depending on what their agenda is. Based on the story, right?
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I agree with the listener. We want to make our microphone powerful. And I agree with Don Campbell that, Kurt, you know what? They might do a placebo, and that way there isn't mass sickness. There isn't mass. The vaccine goes wrong. And that may be one of the reasons they're like, hey, this kind of vaccine requires two doses or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So, anyway...
But I don't know what the hullabaloo is, Sam. I mean, they've never lied to us before, like Tuskegee, like JFK, like, I mean, you know, it's our government's always been on the up and up with us.
Darn right. Anyway, I bring that up because when you have Barack Obama, George Bush, and Bill Clinton all saying, we'll take the vaccines, it's safe and effective, we want to prove it, we'll go on video camera and prove it. It really adds weight to Don Campbell's point that, hey, they might just roll out a placebo. People are getting better from the COCO anyways. You know, that way there wouldn't be mass sickness for sure. And then they could follow it up with more sinister vaccinations later.
Yep.
RNA altering and everything else on the, you know, back end of this thing. I think Don's got a really valuable point. So I want to talk about this. Number one, we could get medical professionals that could sneak some out and test it. That would be a really important thing to do. How else could we know if it's a placebo, Kurt?
I don't know right now. Can't think of a way or right off.
Well, I got an idea, Kurt.
What's that?
First thing you need to do is have you know how they talk about the custody of a vote?
Yeah, chain of custody.
All right. You got to have chain of custody of vaccinations, but they're not. They're just going to ship them all over the place, right?
Yeah, just trust them.
You could start to keep track of lot numbers somehow. You know, every vaccination batch, if you will, has like lot numbers with it and everything else, right? because they use them to trace them back for the vaccine injury compensation fund and stuff like that. Anyway, there's ways to keep track of all the vaccinations. Let's take a quick pause, and I'll explain a little bit more. Because I think the listener and Don Campbell are onto something here, folks. Big time. Hour one of the 10. Hour two coming up.